Well, we are now joined by our third place finisher, Tyler Ankrum. Tyler, can you walk us through your run and kind of how you're feeling after getting a really good finish?
Oh man, I'm tired. I feel like I'm covered in dirt, which I probably am. But you know what? I feel really good about what we accomplished today. Charles, told me today. I was walking to the truck. He's like, we need to put the past 5 races behind us, and our race season starts today. And I think we did that. We started 30th, and I think by the end of the first stage, we were 15th. I think that's right. Then we had uncontrolled tire on pit road, and we had to go to the tail end of the longest line. But I think realistically, that's where our day kind of started to take shape. I don't think if that would have happened to us, we would have made that call on pit road that we did to get us to the front and be able to run third. But at the same time, I think we just got lucky because there were so many cars underneath a lap down. And so, we're 40th on the field, but on the pylon, we're only 22nd. So it didn't take us very long to get through all those lap cars. And, then from there going on forward, I want to say we got to about 10th, and it's just a total dogfight back there. You just can't ever get away. It's really, really difficult once you get up there. Just kind of like that 5th through 15th range. It's a gaggle of cars headed turn one. You don't necessarily know where to go, but I mean, when we got to fifth after we came in short pit and took tires, I mean, I knew Johnny didn't have tires as good as me. The 18 didn't have tires as good as me, nor did the 88. It was just keeping those other cars behind me as long as possible. But did make one bad maneuver on that last restart. I thought I was going to cross up the 18. And that didn't work out the way I planned. Should have stayed at the outside of them. I think I probably could have gone to the lead, but we just didn't really have a fast truck on those short runs to really do anything. We really primarily had a long run truck. I mean, 5 laps into a run, that truck, my Lyona Chevrolet, would absolutely come on fire. And it was a really good truck. It had a lot of speed. But, I mean, other than that, I mean, I'm taking third place and running with it.
Awesome. Well, we're going to take some questions from the media. We will kick things off with Jacob Seelman. Go ahead, Jacob.
Thanks, Marissa. And I will say, Tyler, it is really good to see you smiling and having fun again for start. I mean, where has the positivity come from to just, as you said, put the first 5 races behind you and really reset for this?
Yeah, positivity. I think primarily, I don't know. If I'm really close to the camera, if there's any importance about me not being too far from the camera, I'm sorry. I think primarily for me and my team, it was just the trust in the ability and all of us that said, hey, you know what? We've been having a lot of bad luck. We're probably not going to go contend and win races starting from 30th. But you know what? What we could do is we can take little bites out of the pie, and we can accumulate more points and be with this points and speed, and with the qualifying format the way it is now, we just need to be to the point where we're running inside the top 10. And we had this plan all along. I'm not saying we had this plan to run third at Richmond, but we've been talking about this plan of what we need to do to keep, the tires underneath the car. And for me, I never lost faith in my team. I've been on my team. I mean, there's a few crew members on my 26 truck that are, from DGR. And so, I mean, there's guys that have been on my team for, almost 2 years or going on more than 2 years now. So the trust and, the trust in each other and the ability in each other. It's kind of like the saying, faster alone, further together. And I think that's what we really, really have done here in the past 5 weeks.
Is this indicative of what you guys are capable of going forward?
I think it is, honestly. I think just looking at all the past races, we've had a ton of speed. Daytona, of course, had a ton of speed. Daytona had speed. I don't say we'd have a ton of speed, but almost, you know, every race we've gone to, we've had top five, top 10 speed, and just starting way out in the back, having, you know, the first two races of the year start off really rough. And my dad used to always tell me growing up racing quarter midgets, you hang out with the squirrels, you'll get your nuts cracked. And that's usually what's, that's what's been happening here lately. So I'm glad to get that monkey off my back and moving on.
All right. And we are now joined by Kyle Busch, our second place finisher. We're going to take one more question here for Tyler, and then we'll get into questions for Kyle. Our last question will come from Joe Pissarro. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Tyler. So it seemed like GMS, the whole organization had a lot of speed today. Zane Smith was running really well. You were running really well. Was there something that you guys did differently with the setups or with the cars themselves that helped you guys today?
I mean, yeah. I mean, we came to this race last year and knew we needed to improve a lot. Just overall, just whether it was under with braking or just setup packages. I mean, I came to this race this year with something completely different than what I had last year. I will say the only thing that I could really complain about with the truck is pretty much all race long, I had a cold pedal, just had my brake pedals just shaking all night long, made it a little bit harder to stop the truck, but I mean, it on the long run, it just didn't seem to matter. The truck was handling good enough and I was playing with my brake bias and my brake lever enough to where it just, I would play with it, you know, every other lap, and it would just kind of seem to keep it at bay and keep the turn inside the truck. But I mean, yeah, I mean, what the guys did, GMS Fabrication and you know, everyone in Lyona Chevrolet, I mean, they live for runs like this. So we got to keep on carrying, continue to carry the banner.
Thanks. Good run.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Tyler. Well, congratulations on a great finish, and we will see you. See you next time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. And we are now joined by Kyle Busch. We're going to get right into questions for Kyle. We'll kick things off with Bob Pockris. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Kyle, you said after the race that you, Nemechek, and Chandler Smith all had different setups. Was that because that was the best setup for each person, or were you all trying things because, you know, there's no practice and everything like that?
I mean, I think it's just based off of everybody's kind of trying their own different philosophies and ideas here a little bit right now. And last year, I wouldn't say that we were all that spectacular here. I feel like we struggled a little bit. And so I think everybody kind of had their own ideas of how to improve and what to do to improve. And so I ran something that Marty's more familiar with running in, you know, K&N cars and other stuff from his past experience. And then I know Eric probably ran something similar to what Rudy would typically run here with changes. And then Stockman, same kind of thing as to, you know, what they learned from last year. He's the only one that has the experience of returning. So they would base their stuff off of that. So that's about all we really did. I wouldn't say I wasn't in a meeting that said that this is what we should do, but I think that's just kind of how it worked out. So, it was a good exercise. Now it's definitely going to be about learning how to apply all that stuff that John Hunter and myself and Chandler can describe about how they handled.
And you talked about sliding the tires early. Is that because it was a green racetrack? Is that just the way these trucks run, or is it because of a daytime race?
I think it's mainly the daytime race. I think that definitely is a product of more tire slip, more fall off. When the track cooled off there at the end, it seemed like I got closer to John Hunter. I could keep up with him a little bit better versus the middle of the race. He was kind of gone. So I felt like that kind of lended itself a little bit more towards our truck or trucks that are ill handling. You can get a little bit more out of it in those situations. So,
All right. We're going to take our next question from Cole Cusimano. Go ahead, Cole.
Hey, Kyle. Congrats on a team win and a nice finish. You mentioned the final stage, the motor was terrible and the quality of the car went extinct, but you looked to come alive in those final laps. What did you need to get by the four?
Track position was tough today. I mean, it was really, really tough following along behind guys. I felt aero tight with my truck a lot. And it was just hard for me to get in the power and keep pressing the gas pedal down constantly off the corner and, you know, not washing the nose out or not washing the back end out. And so, you know, those situations kind of prevented me from having what I felt like was better straightaway speed. So, you know, it's just an overall just lack of air and traffic, but, you know, it's a part of, you know, getting out front and being where John Hunter was. So, you know, I felt like we finished a little bit better than maybe we should have. So, you know, we should take that. John Hunter definitely deserved to get the win today.
Thank you. Good luck tomorrow.
All right, we're going to take our next question from Marty Sakala. Go ahead, Marty.
Thanks, Marissa. Kyle, great team run today. I was just wondering if you could talk about Chandler's performance today. Best run for him this season. How close do you think he is to a win this year?
Yeah, they just need more runs like that. You know, hard to say about how close to a win. I think, you know, if you would have asked me before coming in here, I'd say they're not even close. But obviously it's about, you know, being able to run well, do well. When opportunity meets preparation, that's what Joe always says. That's when you start to win, you know. So I feel like they're working on that. I know it's not due to lack of effort. So, you know, they've definitely had some bad luck, I'd say, as well, too. I think Chandler learning as well, like Atlanta, he thought he had a flat tire and it was just the truck that was on the splitter, you know. So that killed a set of tires. They were a lap down on a green flag cycle and stuff like that. So those things kind of hurt, but that's experience and he's getting better. Feel like today having him get up front was beneficial, was a positive. That was a morale boost for him. And to come home fourth was certainly good. So, like I said, our trucks were all very different. So it's just a matter of trying to find the good stuff that makes these things good and have everybody kind of in the same, you know, in the same wheelhouse.
Awesome. Thank you, Kyle. Good luck this weekend, man.
Thanks.
All right, we'll take our next one from Jacob Steelman. Go ahead, Jacob.
Thanks, Marissa. Kyle, you hired John Hunter both for veteran experience and, as he said more than once, to go out and win races. How do you balance the team owner side of you that I'm sure is extremely happy to see him go out and win races with the driver side of you that obviously I know doesn't like running second to your guys?
Well, yeah, I mean, I feel really good about it, you know, because John Hunter was a piece of the puzzle that was missing in our place. So was Eric Phillips, you know, and I think those two is a championship combination. We just got to make sure that we live up to that dream by the end of the season. You know, myself though, you know, with Marty Lindley, we were trying some things that he's used to. And so that kind of gets you off a little bit sometimes on what setups might be or what the company's direction might be or stuff like that. But I think it's on me to kind of bring that back in and say, okay, look, we tried those things. We tried different things, you know, and it we do have a good overall baseline here at KBM that we can follow upon. And Marty's very receptive to that too. And I feel like that's a good working relationship that he and I have because I'm the guinea pig, right? I'm the test dummy. So give me all the stuff that you guys want to try and do that you think would be more beneficial. I'm going to give you the most information out of that and tell you what was good and what was bad. And we can work at it from there. So I feel like, you know, John Hunter's excelling with the stuff that they're doing. And I feel like we're learning with the things that we're doing. So it's a good piece that we're working together.
Has Marty brought something to the table that has picked things up for you guys at KBM, or is it more a lot of little things?
It's definitely a lot of little things. If you just ask me, like, you know, setup wise, this versus that, I would have to answer no. But, you know, lots of little things, lots of little creativity, little ideas that certainly don't go unrecognized behind the scenes.
All right, we're going to take our next question from Mitchell Brewer. Go ahead, Mitchell.
Kyle, what does it mean to you to see KBM win four races in a row this early in the season?
It's good, man. You know, that's what we set out to do each and every year. It's awesome. You know, John Hunter's living it up and doing a good job. You know, I feel like getting Chandler back in the game and having him have a strong run today, hopefully that can keep going. And, you know, when we get Drew Dollar and some of the other guys back in the 51 truck, you know, it's going to be about carrying it through. You know, you can't just look at it right now with John Hunter winning, carrying the whole banner and nobody else doing anything. That's not going to be what it's all about. But, you know, that is certainly where the championship focus is with the four trucks. So You know, would like to see the 18 get back in there and join that fight with a playoff spot.
Thank you, and best of luck tomorrow.
Thanks.
All right, and Joe Passero, did you have another question for Kyle?
Yeah, yes, I did.
Go ahead.
Congratulations on your strong run today, Kyle. When you move down from the Cup Series to come here, the Cup Series, there's not a lot of tendency to have back-to-back-to-back-to-back cautions. And today, there were about five or six consecutive cautions with no more than a five-lap green flag run. Is that, as a driver, incredibly frustrating? Like, what's the emotion and how does that affect you in the car?
I mean, it is what it is. It doesn't really do anything to you as long as, you know, you're not in it, I guess. There's definitely, you know, a little bit of, I wouldn't say urgency, but just like, come on, boys, like, let's go get it together. You know, let's go race again. But these, I'm telling you, man, it was, these tires and this track and the heavy vehicles that we race are just, it's easy to get, it's easy to slip a tire, you know, it's slippery out there. So, you know, some of these guys that don't have as much experience or dive bomb other guys and just throw it off in there and create havoc, you're going to have those situations, but, you know, it's kind of a part of what NASCAR racing is. So, you know, for us, for John Hunter being out front for majority of that, controlling those restarts, that was good to not have him caught up in any wrecks or mishaps. So, once we all came in and got our tires and came back through there, it was pretty normal, I'd say. And so that was, it was good for our day.
All right. Thanks. Good luck tomorrow.
Thanks.
All right, Kyle. Well, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us. And best of luck to you tomorrow.
Thanks.
All right. And we're going to be joined by our race winner, John Hunter Nemechek, here momentarily. We'll get started right when we get him sat down.
You guys were good. Yeah, when you went by me early, I was like, oh.
All right, John Hunter, I think that the iPad is muted.
If you can. There you go.
Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Great. Well, we are now joined by our race winner and new dad, John Hunter Nemechek. So we'll get right into questions for him and kick things off with Bob Pockers. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, John Hunter, after having a kid, did you feel any less prepared today? I mean, like, did you feel tired? Did you feel distracted? Or did you feel just as you would have entering a race a month ago?
Well, Bob, that's a really good question. I definitely feel like I'm a little bit more tired than I probably would have been. But at the same time, Taylor and Aspen are actually here with me this weekend. They're out in the motorhome. So Taylor kind of took the reins and took care of Aspen all night last night so I could sleep and get some rest, be able to come into this thing fully prepared to try and go get a win. And I can't thank her enough for everything. She's definitely done more of the day-to-day work than I feel like I have from the preparation side and giving me the opportunity to still prepare and still be a dad and still be involved. So there's a fine line and a big balance between it, but huge shout out to Taylor for taking the reins on that last night so that I could get some sleep to be prepared for today and not fall out of the seat.
Well, they were all in the motorhome, so was there no crying?
There was a little bit of crying last night, but it wasn't too bad. So I was able to sleep through it mostly. I think I got up once last night or early this morning and made her a bottle and actually fed her. So I didn't get to sleep fully through the night, but it's nice being able to get up and wake up to have an Aspen there in the bus and Taylor as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We're taking our next question from Aaron Bearden. Go ahead, Aaron.
Hey, John Hunter, congrats on the good run today. Two wins already. I think that's six stage wins. You said you came here to chase wins this year. I mean, is there anything you could do better right now? Do you feel like you're kind of on target with where you wanted to be this early in the year?
Yeah, I mean, Bristol definitely hurt us as far as our points cushion, so we have to build that back up. But as far as everything else, I feel like our year has gone well. We've been fast every single week. It's just minimizing mistakes, putting races together. And Vegas and Atlanta was okay. We did it here. It's all about being prepared, not making mistakes, and communicating well with Eric Phillips on the box and the rest of the guys. So I'm happy with where we're at. I wish we could have won the first stage and dominated the whole day today. Coming from 18th to second in the first stage was pretty good. We had a really fast Toyota Tundra. So can't thank all my guys enough, all the employees at KBM and everyone at Toyota for believing in me and giving me this opportunity. Without Kyle and Jack Irving and Tyler Gibbs and everyone at Toyota, this opportunity wouldn't have been given to me. So I'm proud to be back in Victory Lane for a second time.
Any fears with the boss man behind you there at the end? You think a bump and run or anything could be coming on a short track?
Oh, for sure. He definitely tried in turn three. He got to my bumper and got me loose, but I knew he wasn't going to wreck me as far as being the team owner and whatnot. You're definitely going to do everything that you can to try and win a race, and I would do the same. We've raced against each other a lot through late models when I was coming up, through the Truck Series, Xfinity Series, some in the Cup Series, and it's pretty nice to be able to have two wins to his one so far this year out of the three that he's run. So it's always a step in the right in the right direction, and we just want to continue that. We want to continue to get stronger and better every single week, and I feel like we can with our KBM team.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take our next question from Luis Torres. Go ahead, Luis.
Thanks, Marissa. John, just how needed is it to win at Richmond? It's obviously a venue that your father won back in 2003 and a range shortened. What does it mean, with in addition to having the new kit with it as well?
It's really, really neat to be able to come here and win. I know Dad won here, like you said, in 2003, which was really, really neat. I was actually in the motorhome asleep. I think that one got rain shortened, so I got to see the trophy when I woke up the next morning, which was really, really cool. But being able to come here and win, whether Dad has won here or not, it's so cool. And to have Aspen here for her first race, just over 2 weeks old, is really, really neat to be able to bring her home a trophy. When I walked out of the motorhome earlier, Taylor told me that I had brought her a trophy home from Vegas, and now Aspen was here, so I needed to bring one home for her. So luckily we were able to get the job done, and it'll be going home.
Thank you, and congratulations once again.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take our next question from Jacob Steelman. Go ahead, Jacob.
Thanks, Marissa. John Hunter, congratulations. I know they're all special, and when you came back to the Truck Series, you wanted to prove a point by winning races, but do you define them any differently? Is it any more important to, as you mentioned now, go out and beat Kyle in two of the three races that he's run, knowing that he's the standard for this series?
Yeah, it's super neat to be able to go out and do what we did. Like you said earlier, it was a really good day for KBM and a whole. Chandler ended up fourth, I think. He led some laps there towards the end. We won the race, and Kyle finished second. So overall, really solid day. We're seeing progress in a whole with the KBM organization. Hopefully we can get Chandler back in the mix and get rid of some of his bad luck. But it's neat to be able to come out here and beat Kyle, especially in his own equipment. I think Kyle is one of the best race car drivers that is in the sport right now, and he will continue to be. He works really hard at it, and he's just a really good shoe. He has a lot of talent. So to be able to come out here and do what we did and lead as many laps as we did and dominate the day definitely is very satisfying to us and our team. And I think it just goes back to validation of making the right decision this year to step back to the Truck Series and go compete for wins.
With how you've run already, the stage wins, the race wins, do you worry about any change in approach as far as taking risks to go after playoff points, or do you rely on, you know, basically what's worked to get you to this point to keep banking them?
I think just keep working. I don't think you'll see any crazy strategy calls or anything like that. Maybe once in a while if we're not in position or having a bad day, but I feel like all in all, I trust Eric and our engineer and everyone involved in the KBM organization, everyone at TRD with all the knowledge and information and tools that they have. So I'm just trying to do my job, and let's drive the race car.
All right, we're going to take our next question from Cole Cusimano. Go ahead, Cole.
Thank you, Marissa. Hey, John Hunter, congrats on the win and the birth of your daughter. Kind of going off Jacob's question, in addition to holding off the boss man, this was your first win since Aspen was born, and she was at the track with Taylor, obviously. So what were those emotions like crossing the finish line, and does it add any more weight to this victory?
For sure. I mean, it's awesome to be able to have them here. They, at the start of the week, they weren't going to come. And then late Monday afternoon or Tuesday, I believe, Taylor decided that she wanted to come and we're going to bring Aspen. And it was a whole ordeal. I was stressed out getting to the plane. I can tell you that, trying to make sure that we didn't forget anything. And for her and ourselves and everything else, traveling for the first time, whether it was definitely a stressful journey. So this is just the icing on the cake, and definitely makes you smile knowing that they're here and they're here supporting. Taylor has been one of my biggest supporters over the last couple of years of having up and downs and going through some mental battles and whatnot of struggling week to week with some of the racing side of things. And for them to be here and us to bring home the trophy for the second win of the year, and it being a Toyota racetrack and the Toyota Care 250 is definitely super special.
Thank you. Congrats.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take our next one from Marty Sakala. Go ahead, Marty.
Thanks, Marissa. John Hunter, congrats on the win, man. I got two for you here. Just in general about racing with Toyota this year, Toyota's obviously won every race in the Truck Series season so far. How good is it just to see Toyota just dominating the season?
It's awesome. Toyota to win all five races, I guess, now, or six races, something like that. It is definitely something super special. And for KBM to win four out of the six is another statement from our organization as well. So super proud of everyone at Toyota and can't thank them enough for the opportunity and all the tools and resources that they give us to be able to compete every single week. I'm super proud to be underneath their banner and glad to be back.
And next week, just looking at Kansas, what's your outlook for that track? I know at a similar 1.5 mile track in Vegas, you won earlier this year. And your last two Kansas appearances in a truck were both top five finishes. How do you look at it entering that next race?
One of my favorite racetracks to go to. I'm excited. Hopefully we can go there and get another win. I know Kyle will be back, so it'll be tough to beat, but I believe in Eric Phillips and all of our guys, and can't thank them enough for all their hard work. I know it's been some late nights when maybe they haven't wanted to work so late, but it's all paying off. That is for sure.
Thanks, John Hunter. Congrats again, man.
Thank you.
All right, and our final question will come from Anton with ASN Motorsports. Go ahead, Anton.
Thanks, Marissa. Good afternoon, John Hunter. Congrats on your win and becoming a father. You've won the stage two. You finished second in stage one and won the race and led more than 100 laps. Would you call this race your best in your Truck Series career?
I don't know if I would call it my best race in the Truck Series career. It definitely was one of the best races. I know we led a lot of laps. I don't know exactly how many we led, but we led a lot in Vegas as well. Won one stage there as well and beat Kyle for him to finish second. So I definitely feel like it's definitely up there. Hopefully we can get into the routine of this when Kyle shows up. I know that I don't think that he would necessarily like that from a driver perspective, but from a team owner, I definitely think he's happy. So we're close to a full KBM 1-2-3. So hopefully we can get that soon as well.
Thank you. And congrats on the win once again.
Thank you.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking some time with us, John Hunter. Congratulations. And we'll see you at Kansas.
Thank you.
All right. And to all of the media, that will conclude our post-race media availability for the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series. As well, the audio and video, as well as photos on NASCARmedia.com shortly. And we will see you guys tomorrow for the NASCAR Cup Series post-race. Thank you so much.